After a marathon 5-day session, diplomats managed to salvage a sinking peace process between Colombia's government and the country's largest guerrilla group, the FARC. The agreement, announced yesterday in rebel-controlled territory, ended the threat that military troops would enter the guerrilla enclave where the negotiations were held. Peace talks are scheduled to resume tomorrow. From Los Pozos in FARC territory, Stephen Dudley reports.
Before the diplomatic community stepped in, it appeared that Colombia's 3-year-old peace process was over. After talks broke down last week, both the guerrillas and the government exchanged angry words and rejected each other's proposals for a renewal. A United Nations special envoy, James Lemoyne, tried to bring the two together before a group of diplomats from 10 different countries began working with President Andres Pastrana. On Monday, the diplomats arrived in the 16,000-square-mile guerrilla enclave used to hold the talks to push the sides back to the negotiating table. It was only fitting that the leader of the diplomatic rescue corps, French Ambassador Daniel Parfait, would announce the agreement.
Las FARC aceptan las garantías para el desarrollo del diálogo y la negociación.
The FARC accepts, Parfait said, that the conditions for negotiating peace in the rebel-controlled area are given. The latest rupture in the talks had come when the guerrillas complained that the government was flying military and surveillance aircraft over the enclave and that there were too many restrictions on people leaving and entering the zone. With the rebels' public declaration that they now agree with the government's conditions, Pastrana may have won his first battle with the FARC. The two sides also agreed to talk about sticky issues such as kidnapping and a ceasefire, essentially reviving an agreement they had reached 5 months prior. Guillermo Ryszynski is the Canadian ambassador to Colombia.
One of the things most compelling for me is that I saw parties with a willingness to go forward. Yes, there's going to be ups and downs and turbulence and disagreements, but a willingness to go forward and confidence is the basis of any process of dialogue or negotiation.
In a speech after the agreement was announced, Pastrana said the two sides have until January 20th to set a timetable to discuss the ceasefire. He also reiterated the necessity to include the international community in the talks. UN envoy Lemoyne and two diplomats will sit in on the next few negotiation sessions. It was an emotional day for Colombians. Had the agreement not been reached, military troops, tanks and airplanes seemed poised to enter the FARC zone at 9:30 last night and evacuate the rebels with force if necessary. Local residents waved flags and chanted in support of the efforts for peace. After diplomats announced the agreement, the residents clapped while UN envoy Lemoyne picked up a little girl and gave her a peaceful kiss on the cheek. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Dudley in Los Pozos, Colombia.